I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I'm just gonna go on a limb here and say white people make this. That's my story, I'm sticking to it. That's all I got. To call to order the weekly meeting of the Friendly Town City Council. My name is Mayor Tyler. Please give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Your bartending mayor, Todd. We're gonna meet the members of the Friendly Town City Council meeting one by one tonight. But we have decided here in Friendly Town that our budget is a little bit tight. You know, it's the end of the fiscal year, I think. I don't really keep track of these things. I'm not an economist. I don't do that shit. But this is the end of the fiscal year, so we're trying to find ways to sort of, you know, tighten our belts, pull up our bootstraps. I don't know how that thing works, but we've gone through the budget line by line and realized that, sadly, we don't have the $500 that we earmarked for our town storage unit. I'm sorry, you guys. I know. You can just all awe at once for the recording. Yeah, this is being recorded, not the open mic portion. Oh, God, no. The Friendly Town portion is going to be recorded for our podcast, Friendly Town Radio, which you guys can download from iTunes, BT Dubs. St. Thomas, your wallet's still here on stage. All right, Mayor St. Thomas, everyone, just, you know, falling apart piece by piece on stage. He'll be up here in a moment. Anyway, we have decided that since we no longer have, there were a few different expenses that we just can't expend anymore. There are a few costs that we just couldn't afford to incur anymore, and the first one to get the axe, of course, is the storage unit. The next one, probably the backup power generators for the children's hospital. But those are still on, trust me. We're going to do everything we can in our power to not have to slash that budget line. But we don't have money for our storage unit anymore, so we just decided to downsize. I know how hard downsizing is. You know, I'm a bit of a pack rat myself. You know, my girlfriend will tell you, anyone will tell you, I have trouble getting rid of things. And understand, we have a lot of stuff in our storage unit that we are incredibly, incredibly attached to. Like, oh man, this one thing? Oh God, I can't even. I remember the first time my grandmother walked into the room, you know, she had it in a little bag. And this is a thing we found in the unit. I didn't even think we still had it, but I was just, oh man, it just made me think of my grandmother. Just her walking into the room. I was about 11, 12 years old. She walks into the room. She's got a little, you know, baggie. She puts it down on the table and she says, Tyler, one day you're going to understand this thing is going to help you understand what it's like to be a man, to be a true member of this family. You're going to carry on a valuable family tradition, Mayor Tyler. And that object is this thing that you're about to see right now. Grandma, let me give me a second to put this on my hand.
Hello, my name is Purple Crocodile Guy. I've got one functioning eyeball.
Now, see, he's got one functioning eyeball. This is a family tradition, you guys. Ever since the first members of my family came to Friendly Town generations ago, I think 4 or 5 generations ago, they got off the boats in Affable and they sailed here from Convivialville, which is really just, you know, a couple towns over. But they sailed here, and they got off the boats after crossing the Affable Ocean. They all had these on their hand. They each had one of these. They walked off the boat and they actually had these as their legal immigration lawyers. I think this is actually the immigration lawyer puppet. The immigration lawyer that also happens to be a purple dinosaur. He's a master of figuring out ways to get us registered with the Friendly Town legal immigration registry. You know, he just sort of walked up and just waltzed in. Each one of them, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandfather, my great-great-grandmother, all of their 8 kids, they were Jewish, all of their 8 kids would just have one of these on their hands. And my grandmother, she just, you know, she didn't tell us. This is a closely guarded family secret for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why we don't want to just show this off. But I mean, just look at this guy. You know, he's an expert in all things immigration law, and you know, never mind that. Yeah, I know the system's broken. I understand. Look, you don't have to remind me. What's your name, by the way? It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? You don't legally represent me? Yeah, I know. I don't really represent you. You don't have to immigrate to Friendlytown anymore. You were born here, you anchor baby. Oh shit, that's not cool. You can't use that kind of language. That's not cool at all. Oh, he's just going to give me the shoulder. He's just going to give me the cold shoulder now. After that dramatic speech I gave about how my grandmother gave me this on my 12th birthday, saying, you know, Tyler, it's your bar mitzvah minus 1 year. It's time for you to start carrying around a puppet that's going to teach you about immigration law. And I said, look, Grandma, I don't know what you're smoking, but this is the coolest shit that has ever happened in my entire family. But then, of course, I became the mayor of Friendlytown, and I realized, you know, it's not a good look. It's not a good look to have this on my arm. And also, a lot of blood is flowing down into my elbow right now. So it's a lot of hard work holding your arm up like this for, you know, 4 hours for every Friendlytown city council budget meeting. But that's why we do the budget meeting outside of these meetings. These meetings usually only last 30 to 45 minutes because we love you here at Friendlytown. So anyway, that's the type of stuff that we are going to be trying to decide painstakingly whether or not to throw away from our storage unit, you guys. Welcome to Friendlytown Needs to Clear Out Its Storage Unit. Thank you. So as you're acting mayor, by the way, one of the rules of Friendlytown, for those of you who aren't as familiar with Friendlytown, while you're on the stage, you are currently the mayor. That's how it works. And we're going to have a number of people come up here, and they're going to start telling their tearful stories about how we just can't bear to part with any of the stuff that's in our storage unit, you guys. The next one is actually one of the producers of Friendlytown, one of our chief city council members, and he's about to drop some real intimate history on you guys, ladies. Do you want to say his name? All right, fine. I'll fucking do it, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Mayor St. Thomas Ledoux.
Oh man, you see it? Oh my God, it's that thing. Dude, I didn't even think he kept this. Wow. I ruined my whole relationship with my grandfather over this thing. He fucking hated it.
Here it is.
Oh my God. His own teeth.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, we're good. We're good. He must have hung on to him for a reason, okay? I mean, he wouldn't have just kept him if he... Maybe he regretted it. I don't... We should do what he would have wanted. I mean, we have him now. He kept him for all this time, but it's time to let the past be the past. Pawpaw was better than his teeth. We're gonna do what he always said he was gonna do. We're gonna take him out to the ocean. We're gonna put him in a bucket with some rock. We're gonna drop it. We're gonna put it in the ocean with the fish. That's where Pawpaw wanted his teeth. He wanted it in the ocean with the fish. So that's what we're gonna do with this. Do you guys think you could take care of the rest of the... I don't know, man. This is a lot to handle right now.
Alright. Pawpaw's teeth. Pawpaw's teeth actually once lost a mayoral election by 3 votes. You guys think I'm joking. Like, we have a table that's... This table is actually a mayor.
Mayor table!
You see? Mayor table. All right, your next city council member coming up to talk about their beloved item from the storage unit is none other than Mayor Josh Lampley.
If you guys couldn't tell by my mustache, I went to Catholic school growing up. This item is actually the sole reason I received in-school suspension in 7th grade. I had to show up to Catholic school 2 hours early to write a 5-page paper on why lizards are made up by science. I told them, I said, I've been to the reptile house at the zoo. I know they're real. The nun hit me with a ruler. And when I say hit, I mean she literally punched me with a ruler in her hand. And I brought this to school. I said, guys, look at this creature. Look at its tail. It's the length of its body. I tried to let that marinate with them for a second. They weren't getting it. I said, guys, God had to have made this. Like, who would design a tail this long, you know? Hold on, guys. I'm going to readjust my holding position. That's much better. Now, I thought it would be cool to bring into science class and show guys, no, despite what they say, dinosaurs happened, you know, and there weren't any humans on Earth. Because if you saw this guy, you'd get scared. And God wouldn't want you to be scared. So he separated us. He said, dinosaurs get their time. Humans get their time. So he made the dinosaurs smaller so we could handle them. Because otherwise, you know, we'd be so preoccupied with big T-Rexes all the time, we would never get shit done. And God knew we needed to get shit done. So he miniaturized them, and then he told his church that they weren't real. And that's to keep them on their toes. Because God doesn't want his people thinking too clearly now. Because then they may realize, hold on, who am I talking to right now? Who's on the other end of this line, you know? So I feel like this is kind of a one-way street. Speaking of streets, we were on a field trip to the Adventure Science Center, which I thought was really surprising that we would schedule a trip to a science center. And a lizard, much like this one, but minus the the cedar board beneath it, walked out into the road, and the bus ran it over. I said, that's proof right there that everything they've been teaching us is wrong. Everything they've been teaching us is a lie. Science is the answer. And then my teacher told me, you just earned yourself some in-school suspension. Get off the bus. I was like, but we're not there yet. She said, I know. Get off the bus. If you're going to abuse science, we're not going to give you any at all. And so that's the story of how I got ISS in Catholic school. Thank you very much. I'm glad we found this item in the storage unit. I was really worried about it. I'm going to set this down so I can get the mic stand.
Squish. Oh, shit. I'm sorry to destroy your priceless heirloom. Josh Lampley, everyone. Mayor Josh with his taxidermy Komodo dragon, I think that is. I don't know. I mean, he loves science. Just
might
apparently.
Be a monitor lizard.
Monitor lizard, yeah. He loves science more than I do. That's what Catholic school does to you. Makes you love science. Ladies and gentlemen. we've got a special guest visiting Friendly Town. Someone to tell us about an item that he just happened to have in our storage unit. He came all the way from New York City to pull a very special item out of our storage unit when he found out that we were giving it up. So give it up for Ryan Broms.
I'm just so surprised that I left this in here for all these years. You know, I still remember when my grandmother gave it to me. And she said, Ryan, you're going to meet a pretty girl someday. And you're going to give this to her, and it's going to mean so much. And I knew that would be true. Like if I wasn't gay. But she didn't know that. And this is probably why I'm gay. She fashioned this for me. Her painter name was Erica Jane, which she signed in the corner of it. It's just a man in clothes that don't quite fit him with a spaceship hat on, maybe, surrounded by cats. And I think the cat symbolized the loneliness that was in all of our hearts. And then the space thing, it's because she was a smoker and she couldn't get enough oxygen. There's a little guitar in the corner, because there's always a song in her heart. It was actually Cardiac Arrhythmia. And this couch, I mean, I'll never forget that couch. It's the first place that all my uncles touched me. Yeah, I was sad too. The good thing is when you come from a family like that, they let you drink when you're three. So, like, I've been dealing with it. Oh, man. Oh, there's our old cat in the corner, Susanna. I still remember when they beat me with her. It was interesting. Like, she couldn't find her belt, so she just went for the closest thing. And Susanna had a real strong spine. I'm just so thankful that you guys allowed me to come here to pick up this painting. My life has changed for it, and I really appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
One more time for Ryan Broms. Just unleashing the memories. Unleashing the memories. Just firing them off like a t-shirt cannon at a hockey game. Next up, we have a Friendly Town City Council member who's definitely got a flair for the dramatic, and this, I'm sure what she's about to find in our soon-to-be-defunct storage unit is going to unleash a lot of wonderful, wistful memories for her. Give it up for Mayor Alyssa Miller.
Oh. You see those $8? I got into drugs early. I was 7 years old. I got into sex. I grew tits early. And I hung around the gas station. And Kent was the owner of that gas station. He gave me this. He said, "I don't want you to turn out like me." So yeah, it's a metaphor. It's a little Lego chameleon. He said, "There are a lot of parts to you, not in a weird way." And if you just dedicate yourself to one part, you're just a little red Lego by yourself. But if you bring them all together, you try really hard, you can end up being this cool little, some would say toy, some would say collectible, some would say trash. But there's more to that. He built it into a chameleon to exemplify how... how I can take the parts of me and disperse them evenly and kind of fit into any situation I want to. I can be a tax broker. I can be a sex worker. I can be a second grade teacher. I can be a gas station owner. He died. Much like chameleons.
Keep going for Alyssa, it's still going.
Joints move.
On the Friendly Town stage. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys were kind of shocked that we had someone who came all the way from New York City to claim something from our storage unit, but we got someone from Mobile, Alabama. Found out we were shutting it down, so they immediately hopped in their car. Sorry, down in Mobile they pronounce it truck. And they tore it up here to make sure they got this beloved item, which they're going to tell us about right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Goodman.
All right, now, my great-uncle dad loved great-aunt mom Rhonda a lot, all right? His wife and sister of 50 years. It's Mobile. That's how things go down there. He loved her so much because she made him think of the Beach Boys. He just loved the Beach Boys. He would play Pet Sounds all day whenever I was a kid. And one day he had tickets for the big Beach Boys show. He was gonna make it, finally. He's been pining about it all these years. And he went and he worked for hours. He worked for hours putting this thing together to take to the big Beach Boys song, because that's where he was gonna do it. That's where he was gonna take Great Aunt Mom Rhonda from common law to real time. It's gonna be big. He went to the big Beach Boys show. Tickets were sold out, but he made this to give to Brian Wilson. See, Great Uncle Dad spent a lot of time around Brian Wilson's house, and he was able to get it. He had a pretty good memory. He took an exact mental photographic picture of Brian Wilson's girlfriend, and for some reason, he thought that he would appreciate this. Now, my great uncle dad, obviously not an artist. He's not. This thing is blinking at me, and it is really messing with me right now. I think that's Uncle Dad speaking from the grave. I don't know. We don't need to talk about that, Uncle Dad. So, but the Beach Boys, of course, sold out. He couldn't make it. And he gave it to great aunt Grandma Rhonda and said, I'm sorry, but I can never marry you now. The Beach Boys don't permit it. Years went by. My great uncle Dad died. He got in his truck and he hit a wall. It was bad. But great grandma Aunt Rhonda persevered and continued throughout the years, always keeping this close to her. And she died. As people were wont to do. Now, we tried to bury this with her. We didn't want it, to be honest. Because look at this thing. Why this is, it's still blinking at me and it's still making me uncomfortable. We tried to bury it with her. They wouldn't allow it to say it's not biodegradable. And so neither is Great Aunt Rhonda's thigh, but we're still putting that in there now, are we? So now I'm here, and now I have this, and I feel like I'm going to die pretty soon now. Guys, thank you so much.
Your beloved thing. And don't forget its hair that you carelessly flung off in the midst of your passionate speech about it. I don't know, man. You know, sometimes you just think that people forgot how meaningful these things are. Just flinging the world's creepiest doll's hair halfway across the stage. That thing really does blink. Do you guys see that? It now owns your soul. Like, that doll now owns all of your souls. That thing is scary. Anyway, one more time, Bill Claude Goodman from Mobile, Alabama. All right, next up we have a friendly town, a city council linchpin, a man of many talents, chiptune being one of them. He's actually, not only is he one of the main friendly town mayors, he's also a friendly town's administrator of the chiptune arts. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for John Hurst.
Folks, you know me. My name is Jack Swindler. You guys know me because I tried to swindle your town maybe about 2 or 3 months back. And, you know, I was foiled. I'm going to admit it right now. I was foiled right there. And you guys know your hometown, friendly town heroes, the friendly boys. That's right, Jake and Zach, friendly. Those darn detectives, they got me. And as I was just trying to get there. I was trying to hide the signal. I was trying to not leave a trace. And when they found me beforehand, and they was like, we found you through this one significant item. This one thing tracked you down, and your plans are foiled, Jack Swindler.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Oh, it was definitely the Super Scope 6 from the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And I can't help it. I have a nostalgia for this thing. The thing is, anytime I see a video game memorabilia of any sort, I stop in my tracks. In fact, I have stopped in my tracks. See, like, I have to admire it. Like, look at this. It has parts that you can take off. It has a turbo button. Who does that nowadays? No one. But you can turn it on. And there was that commercial they showed where they try to do, like, the cool military tactics where they try to swing it around like that, trying to make it cool, but it didn't work. That's why they didn't sell. But it looked kind of cool. And I tried to... And I, like... What honestly happened at that point was... It ended up being a standoff. Like, they held the gun up and high. I tried to take it. We actually tried to make... I tried to pretend it was a real gun for, like, 14 minutes. It was really specific. And also, that's... You know, like, there was, like they're detectives. They know it's not a real gun. But I'm trying to convince them, because they're boys. I figured, like, maybe I'd get the higher up on that. Like, nope. Did not work at all. So, yeah. Sorry, I stopped in my tracks again. Yeah, so that's kind of what stopped me, and that's why I'm trying to help clean out this freaking locker with you guys. So I'm gonna spend the rest of my sentence pointing through the bullseye, and I'm gonna like pew, 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 pew.
Thank you.
It was like a wise man once said, pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew.
Also, for those of you guys keeping track, the number of orgasms we have witnessed John Hurst have on stage tonight. One, when I revealed that super scope to him. He probably hadn't seen one of those in about 6 whole days.
You were accurate with that statement.
Yes, that's what being a mayor is all about, accuracy with statements. All right, your next nostalgifier is also a man of many talents. He is one of your friendly town producers, and he happens to be your bartending mayor. Give it up for Todd Lewis.
All right, guys, so like, I don't mean to get super sentimental or like super romantic, but you know, the item that's coming is from like it was a gift from the girl I lost my virginity to. You probably don't know her, you know. She's from Canada. But you know, we met and she gave this to me to show her affections to me, and you know, it worked. And after 17 dates and a letter to my parents, you know, she sealed the deal, and here it is. Now, if you can tell, it's 5 copies of the video game Shaq Fu. Because, I kept complaining, she kept beating me, and I was like, I swear there's something wrong with this game. It's like, it's not recording my button movement right, there's something wrong. So, like, she comes in with, like, 5 copies, you know, and this was back when, you know, now you can just get these for a nickel or whatever at the video game store, but this is back when they were at least $2 a copy. You know, she spent some real money, and she was like, here, learn how to play the game. Right. So, you know, that's also, like, if you want a man to really fall for you, ladies, you really have to go in and establish video game dominance. It worked with me. I think it works with all guys. I mean, nothing gets her stovepipe hot like video games, especially ones with athletes in them. You know, those are her favorites. Critically acclaimed, you know, fighting titles. This is unrelated, but there's a group that, like, on the internet that specializes in getting all of the copies of Shaq Fu and then destroying them because they think it's so bad that no one should play it. But we are saving these for a future generation. So I'm going to take these out of Earth's storage unit and put them in my storage unit because the future, you know, has to know how I lost it. So, anyway, you can read more about that in my autobiographical trilogy, How I Lost It, how I Totally Did It, and I'm Not Lying, by Todd Lewis. Thank you, everybody.
One more time for Todd Lewis. And every person was behind the making of the game Shaq Fu. And what Todd didn't tell you is that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have about 600 copies of that game in our storage unit.
Those were brother time.
The ones that were, you know, all the copies that were, you know, taken off the market because they just weren't selling, they came straight to Friendly Town. We put them in the storage unit. So, honestly, about half the storage unit was just cartridges of Shaq Fu. And we don't know what to do with them. So if you need to build a house out of Shaq Fu, if you need some good Shaq material, literal Shaq material, build a Shaq, the Shaq Fu Shaq, you know, CK Shaq with the S. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, your next presenter, very esteemed individual, member of the Friendly Town City Council. There aren't enough good things to say about this guy. He's been our Secretary General of Keeping It Real. And for good reason. He has been doing that pretty much consistently since he first set foot in this town over 50 years ago. And we're grateful to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Bryce Housiel.
All right, Bryce ain't here today. This is Bryce's uncle from the office. All right, I ain't so little as Bryce is, so I'm selling all this PVAC bullshit today. You just missed a bingo hour. What a bingo gonna get off the hour. So now, I want you to be out the way, little QVC. Sell some shit. This, I have no idea what the fuck it's gonna be, but it's gonna be good. Cool. Yeah! Sounds like Ghostbusters some shit. Awesome, my nephew likes to do drugs, some shit, I don't know.
Put the mic in the stand.
Thank you. Got a VCF? I don't know what the F stands for. F stands for fucking, I don't know. Cord. Did we fight a war against you motherfuckers? Why does my nephew collect this weird ass shit? I don't know. Alright. Any offers? I'm selling this right now. Ethel, I know that garage sale. You're damn Ethel, we got bills to pay. Tim Brown jerseys don't buy themselves. I need other Tim Brown jerseys. I'm wearing some of these jerseys on Monday. This is some bullshit. You, ma'am, what's your offer for this? $50. Is that real money or not blue money? Real money. I need other offers. Anybody else? $50. $51. $50, 50 cents.
$2.
Is there a sandwich involved? I need sandwiches. 50 cents? $50? I feel like you just leave on that note. Just
give me a little bit more of that. Just another second of that right there. True genius of electronic engineering. That was the thing he made that he doesn't talk about. Like I don't think he talked about that, whatever that device was. I think he just didn't talk about it once in the last 10 years of his life. He's like, oh, that thing? I didn't invent that. I'm Moog. All right. I think that's just how he referred to himself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we can see, Bryce Housiel has a severe, a very severe nostalgic attachment to a thing he has no idea how to operate, but it's okay. It's all right. That's part of being on the Friendly Town City Council. Ladies and gentlemen, when the first New York comic came all the way down from New York, drove here at 300 miles an hour, got here in time to salvage that object from our storage unit. He went back to New York driving 600 miles an hour, got back to New York in time to alert his fellow comic from New York who hopped in her car, drove 800 miles an hour to get down here to Knoxville. It took her about, 45 minutes. I think that's how math works. Because she found out that she has something of amazing sentimental value in our storage unit. She wanted to save it too. Give it up for Amanda K. Holstein.
Guys, I just got here just in time. I was going so fast. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm a comic, but I'm actually also an alchemist. If y'all don't know what an alchemist is, that's somebody who can turn any object into gold. And I was recently down in Egypt, and I came across a treasure when I was in Egypt, and I've been storing it at the storage unit, and it's really important to me that I don't lose it. It's very important on my spiritual journey. It's my room. Because ultimately, every woman has her place. And that's my personal journey. It's hard living in a world full of men who are always right. But sometimes you just gotta get to work, ladies. Sometimes you just gotta take that dick and then kill him in his sleep. Maybe put a little poison in his soup, you know, because we definitely need to cook. Like, there's no denying that. Women definitely. We're just naturally better at food because we have feelings. But yeah, that's the thing about, like, being a woman. Like, it's hard, right? Because it's like, you know, nobody likes to do housework, but, like, I got a pussy, so I got to do it, you know? I can't. I don't know what I'm fucking doing. All I'm saying, y'all, is that I can't be without this broom. Because I am on a personal journey towards enlightenment, and you know. But ultimately, like I said, you gotta know your place. So if y'all get rid of this broom, then I'm not gonna be able to satisfy my husband. And then what do I have to live for? My kids, fuck. I'm gonna start getting emotional. I'm start crying. I know it's hard because, like, nowadays people try to be, like, open-minded about stuff. You know, like women, like, we don't have to clean, but, like, we should, you know? And, like, if my husband doesn't want to fuck me, like, what do I have to live for? All right, you guys, thanks.
All right, Amanda Holstein, everyone. Is it just me, or did she not even address the fact that she had a broom in her hand? She said a couple things about the broom, but I think that's just the power of these objects, you guys. You know, the power of nostalgia, the power of materialities. You have to understand that, you know, it's not just the broom that's in your hand, it's the broom that's in your mind. Yeah, no, that's what I say. Hell yes is what I say. And, you know, I'm happy that she came all the way from New York to get that broom. Question is, how is she going to get back to New York? Flying on the broom or driving in her car? We don't know. She can do whatever she wants. It's the 2010s. Almost the 2020s. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm really grateful I took that journey with you guys just there. That 20 seconds of me saying things that made sense at the time in my head. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a special mayor who's coming to the stage now. He is another upstanding young citizen of Friendly Town. We're very excited to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, Clinton Ricks.
Whatever this is, I know my auntie gave it to us as a hand-me-down. I remember. She had more money than my side of the family. So I'm going to cherish it anyway, because when your family gives you stuff, that's what you have to do. I got to see up here with these levels. I'm just going to wait for this. I don't have anything else to say.
Sorry, we had to dig in. We had to do some extra digging to get these, but we're so happy we got them on damage for you.
Oh, I remember these. Yeah, I remember these. Yeah, my auntie definitely gave us some shit like this. She probably got us from a garage sale because she's lonely. That's what lonely people do, take other things that other lonely people don't want anymore. Yeah, I would put these on. My mom wouldn't like to see me wearing these, though. Because, I don't know, shit look weird as fuck. What are these? Some Chronicle of Narnia type shit. I'm pretty sure, I remember now, my auntie gave us these, and my mom was cheap that year, so I had to wear this for Halloween. I was wearing this in an XXL Michael Jordan jersey. It was in my... Oh man, cross your ankles, cast a spell. It's all the same thing. You're underground when it's done. It's all good. I'm pretty sure my dad probably tried to pawn this at some point, my stepdad. My stepdad tried to pawn it. My niece put it in her mouth. Yeah, we definitely need to get this out of the house. What is this? What is this, duct tape? Yeah, I'm pretty sure Auntie bought some dumb shit like this. If you look closely, they use two different kinds of tape to fashion these antlers. I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I'm just going to go on the limb here and say white people made this. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's all I got.
Come on. It's caught on the microphone. Thanks, everyone.
I think we feel the pain he would have felt. We've all felt it together. You know, the pain he would have felt if that had been destroyed. Also, check out his new, he's gonna have a new antiques-related program on Friendly Town Access Public Television coming up soon this fall called White People Made This. I'm serious, you should really make an antiques roadshow parody called White People Made This. All right, Your next nostalgia-ridden individual of the Friendly Town City Council is someone who we all love dearly. He is one of the most upstanding young citizens of the Friendly Town City Council, and he's here to tell you all about something that we've almost got the unit completely cleared out, which is cool because we need to get it done by what time is it right now?
9:20.
Okay. We have I think on the contract it says we have to get this thing completely cleared out so the local like fast food chains can like put all their extra like frozen meat in there by 9:10. They took the contract over for us. It's kind of a long story, but they have a weird schedule at the storage facility. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Carson Barnes.
Yeah, I'm fucking here. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm all good. Where the fuck did you put that thing? Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. It's my ex. She wants that thing. Yeah, look, God fucking damn it. I know you liked it. Yeah, it was like that weird color that, you know. All right. About that round? Yeah, about that tall? Cool. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, Doris is never fun, but, Yeah, I'm still looking for it. Can't find it. Let's see. Yeah, on here somewhere. Oh, yeah, there it is. Got it. Okay, yeah, I'll be over in a second. Fuck, god damn it. Knew it. Fucking knew it. God damn it. She told me never to open this thing. I understand why. God. Well, she's been hiding a box full of jimmies for this entire time. Fuck. I gave this to her, too. I didn't know what it was. I thought they were, went for your alcoholic beverages. God, she fucking sucks. This is actually a pretty ironic anniversary present that I gave her. That, Red Local? I don't know, it's just... there's just so many, I mean... what do you do with all these? Why do I need to give it back to her? So she can Red Local. Well, let's see what else is down here. Nope. It's a giant fucking mess. It's like the relationship. Actually, it's kind of cute, you know. This is actually what she was wearing when I first met her. That's what I knew. She was a person I would have sex with. Now, it's a long and difficult road to give something back to an ex when you're going through a brutal divorce, which I am. These fucking jimmies. she's using. I'm assuming when she's banging Sesame Street characters. Let's pick him up. Get him back to her. I don't know. Do you guys think she deserves to have him back?
No.
Don't get him back?
No.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, I'm gonna go talk to my ex real quick and just, you know, see if she can slip these on again. But, cool. Carson Barnes, everyone. We were just about to hand the keys over to the storage unit, but then, lo and behold, another one of the Mobile Comics who drove 1,600 miles an hour to be here. He broke the sound barrier, you guys, to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, Carson Taylor, he's got something that he wanted to get from the unit.
Well, I'm looking for something that my mom needs. It's just happened. It's in the storage unit somewhere. It's not those. She's used up all those. My mom needs a thing really badly. I don't know how this works. Oh, here we go. Perfect. That's what my mom needs. This is what they put me in after I was born. So that makes perfect sense. I had a rough birth, guys. I was 36 hours of labor and I came out like a corkscrew. And they put me in this so I could breathe properly, and I guess she needs it for the memories. This is for the three dicks I had as a baby. And I got two of them removed, so now I just have the one. And luckily, they left me the one that works. Yeah, this was good for our trip to space. It's very fun going to space as a baby. You don't understand. She just wore me around. And then, something in here? No, it's just, it's also a little, could have used it as a microwave. Which, knowing my memory, I was probably in it when they were cooking something. There's a lot of holes in this. My mom is a strange person. It's gold? Gold's nice, right? I always want a baby in a gold book bag. If I threw up, it came out of those three holes, so that was good, but then it dripped down on my three dicks. Didn't work out very well. There's also a hook in there. Why is that hook in there? Let me remember what that hook was for a second. Also, how did I survive in space with all these holes in here now that I think about it? This is... Holy shit. This was bad. This is a weird incubator. Holy shit. This bag brings back so many memories of my sad, sad space man childhood. That's all I got, guys. Thank you. Storage unit.
Taylor, everyone. Give it up for Carson Taylor with the space baby bag that made him the man he is today. Oh man, did you all, let me ask you guys a very serious question. Did you all have fun tonight? Did you all enjoy yourselves? Your touring comics, again, we thank you so much to those of you who joined us from Mobile, from New York City. Give it up for them. Holy shit, like being on the road is such a thankless thing in this day and age. And sorry, it's my Knoxville Mercury.